Amazing. Amazing. Amazing.
You are amazing.
Welcome back to Glow Home. And this is our bonus episode, what we're calling our hot take.
The hot take.
Yeah, so basically this is just a little 10-minute rant.
I love a rant.
Sometimes we all just need a little 10-minute rant to get something off our chest and just feel better so we can move on with the week.
You know what really grinds my gears?
You know what grinds my gears? And this is one I think that we mutually,
me specifically,
this is something that really, really annoys me.
Does it really annoy you?
It really annoys me.
I think as well to say, you see this from a different lens. So you see this also from a PR lens.
Yes, this is very true.
Public relations.
Public relations.
We abbreviate quite a bit.
So let's just get to it. Let's just talk about the real influence.
I'm real.
I'm so real. I'm going to tell you what no one else is telling you. Yeah. Everyone else is bullshitting. Right. Can I just tell you, right?
You tell me, Mark.
No shade. No pink lemonade.
No tea, no shade, no pink lemonade is the phrase.
But there is no such thing as a real influencer, right? Everyone chooses what they share 100%, online.
100%.
Everyone takes a moment to decide when you record something, is that what you want to share with the world or is there another way you want to say
that? Yes, 100%
right?
Agree
so
with
there's
you.
No one who is fully 1,000% authentic at all times.
No.
We're going to check, like, you know yourself. Everyone knows. If you go and look to take a picture of yourself, you check that your hair is looking all right.
Yeah.
And maybe you think about what it is that's in that frame that you're taking the picture. Right. Yeah. So it's the same for influencers. It is the same. You decide what it is that you are sharing. There is this type of person called, who I call the real influencer. They're the most unreal influencer of them all.
And he's gone. She's over.
She's
it.
Had enough. She's over the real influencer. She's like,
done.
Goodbye. But basically, Penny, the real influencer. No, I definitely just feel like there is an influencer in this world that you will see for clickbait and for engagement.
Yeah.
If there's 99 people who say, for example, a lipstick that we have sent them is amazing. It's brilliant. It's unbelievable. The best lipstick they've ever had in their life, right? There's one person who will say...
Who are they?
Who is it? There's one person who will say, everyone else is telling you that this is the best lipstick in the world, but I'm going to be real. Yeah. I'm going to tell you that this is actually terrible. Now, in this moment, can I just tell you, that lipstick... Let's just say, for example's sake, the lipstick is a good lipstick, right?
Fine.
It is a good lipstick, right?
It's new.
This person is not doing it to be real, to like tell you something that people aren't telling you. They're doing it to be perceived as real.
Yeah.
Because if they go against what everyone else is saying, they look like they are the shining angel of truth and hope.
Yeah.
And they're the actual person giving you the real answer. And people go, I knew it.
I knew it.
All them influencers saying it's great.
Yeah.
Mary told us
that
it's actually shite.
And actually, when you think about it, that is actually the complete opposite of it, because they are then creating a narrative to have a point of difference in it being shite or not as good.
And they also get an adrenaline thing, because what it gets them is engagement, right?
Yeah, 100%.
So when someone is like, oh, this is the real deal, then people go, oh my God. And everyone else is telling it's so good. And it's not because it is their opinion that that thing is crap. It's they are literally doing it for engagement, for clickbait, and they are doing it because they get a response from it.
And for people to know engagement, because again, we talk as if we know it. It's the views, it's the likes, it's the follows, it's the people sharing it going, I told you, I told you, it's crap or it's not. And I think also they need to think about... Well, they don't need it. Well, they're sabotaging themselves, saboteur. Mm-hmm. They are possibly not going to be used by that brand.
Well, I mean, and this is the thing. I think if you actually genuinely feel like it's not good, then fine, say that.
Yeah.
Like, but if you're saying that, probably you're not going to be the only person saying that. There's probably a lot of people who are going to say, oh, this product isn't for me. And that is what I would always say. I do try when
You're really good.
Well, thank you.
No, like,
you're really good. Thank you.
I think, and like, you can correct me if I'm wrong. I think if you like something, you show it.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you just don't show it.
I don't show it, or else I will say that it's a product that didn't work for me.
Yeah.
I'll be like, that didn't work for me. Yeah. But obviously, like, products have been brought out. Everyone is different. Everyone has different skin types, different dilemmas. A product that is, for example, a full coverage under eye concealer is going to be the worst thing in the world for me because I am a man of a certain age. So if I use a full coverage concealer under my eyes, I look like I'm about 122. I look like I'm that woman at the end of Titanic.
I'm like, concealer, who dat?
You're like, who is she?
Who's that?
Who's she? I've never met her.
What is a concealer?
Essentially, I'll be like, look, fair, this doesn't work for me. So if you have a skin type like me, dehydrated skin, this is probably not the one for you. But the thing that I find hilarious is because I work in the PR world, right?
You work in the PR world.
So there's
darling.
Lots of people who, let's say, have not received products from a particular brand.
Yeah.
So they're not on the press list.
Yeah.
Right. So they will say, everyone who receives the press send, they're like, oh, this product's really lovely. I like it. They haven't received it. And they say, that product is terrible. I
jealous.
Like,
bitter Betty's. Bitter Betty Brigade.
I think it's overrated, blah, blah, blah. Cue me messaging them, being like, oh, hey, have you ever tried the product? Do you want me to send it to you? Right? Oh, how things change. All of a sudden, they are the nicest in the world. They're like, oh my God, yeah. And they like excuse themselves. You then send them the product. And the next thing, the following week, when those stories are gone, where they said last week it was shite, they're like doing the same thing as everyone else.
Yeah.
Being like, I absolutely love it. I'm like, guys, come on.
Yeah.
So like there's no, and the genuine thing is I just feel like people don't, there's no like actual legitimate grounding in what they're saying. They're doing it for, now I'm sure there are lots of people who do like reviews where they haven't liked product and it's very sincere.
Yeah, but
it's this whole thing of like, I'm real. Everyone else is doing this, but me, I'm the real person.
But to your point, if they are reviewing something, you will see out of the 100 reviews, 10 would be bad. And it wouldn't just be that one review out of the, it's that click, and the clickbait thing drives me wild. Like, I hate when someone says, we've probably seen them, the reels that go up, I've broken up with Mark. And then it goes into the story behind it because you want
no
to
one
see.
Told me.
Yeah, but the premise of it is that you've given them this hook. And then they watch the rest of it and it's totally not to do it.
Oh yeah, the end of it is like, I broke like up with Mark's beauty credit card or something.
Some
you know what I mean? Like it's not that at all. It's just to try and get you to watch the thing.
Yeah, and look, it's hard. I think influencing and social media is a bit saturated. Like everyone is talking about certain things.
Yeah.
So it is hard. Like we're
becoming super competitive.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. To get like cut through or to like get engaged.
Yeah. And I think that's when we as influencers sometimes have to step our little pussy up and be like, what can we do to elevate
without it like being at the going negative and going against people? Because actually, negativity is actually a really easy way to get engagement. And I know it's terrible, but it actually is.
And so, oh my God, some of my TikToks are flying purely because people have said it looks shite. My favorite one was when we were in the real number two, the small garden, someone actually commented and said, a prison cell is bigger than that. Well, and Paul, I agree.
Paul, can I just say, prison cell is bigger than
it was. But like, what do you do with a space that's like 3 foot by 3 foot?
You tried.
Get that engagement.
You loved
baiting.
Paul loves when they're like, the people who, like the homophobes. Paul loves when homophobes start posting. Because it creates great engagement.
Great engagement.
To be fair, by the way, if you're a homophobe and you're commenting on our things,
you're not listening to this.
We don't care what you have to say. No. Don't give a shit. No. And it actually makes no difference. Gay people are one of the most resilient people in the world because we grew up bullied. We have a thick skin. You can say whatever you want about us. We don't give a shit what you think. So say whatever you want in the comments.
It takes you a while to get to there, but like,
do you ever feel like, would you get upset?
Sometimes when I haven't had it in a while, I would get taken a little bit back on. Oh, that's still there. Yeah, very good. I do. Like, remember we were walking in for Pride and someone shouted, of course, faggots, as we were walking in.
Yeah, but honestly, I don't
know
why.
I know you don't.
I think, so it'll come up in another episode at some stage. I went to boarding school.
Oh, here we fucking go.
I went, was sent to boarding school, abandoned by my family.
It was only a year in the end.
I think we need to get Angela on this podcast to talk about why she abandoned me.
We won't get Angela to shut up.
Anyway, yeah, actually, that'd
be. Or maybe a podcast with the mammies.
That would be carnage. I don't know if that's a good idea. Yeah. But anyway, I do think what it's meant is that all of that trolling and stuff honestly does not touch me.
Yeah.
Does not touch me. I'm like, whatever. I don't care what you have to say. I do really rate when people will say things like, oh, I'd love if you'd do this, or I'd love to see this. I'm like, oh, cool. Yeah, okay, fair. But like, if someone's just being hateful.
Yeah, bye.
Take your hate elsewhere.
Bitch.
Take your hate elsewhere. Anyway, the real influencer is our hot take this week. Watch out for them, because some people don't realize that they are not being real. Yeah. It is not real. It's actually for clickbait, for engagement. They go against the grain purposely.
And actually probably as a viewer, against what you actually want to see.
Yeah.
Because like, products are tested. Like, there's always going to be a certain goodness to them.
It just there's some shite out there now, to be fair. But, there is some shite out there.
Some shite paint.
But
just bring in my DIY. I'm a DIYer. Did you know that?
You are. You.
I'm a panel expert as well.
A what?
A panel expert.
A paneling expert.
A paneling expert. Yeah, that's it. I just paneled my friend's hall and she's delighted.
She is delighted. You are very good at that.
Yeah. Now I have a few burns on my fingers and I couldn't move the next day. But anyway, I'll just go back and paint it.
You were not giving out this morning.
I was giving out.
You were like
this
an
morning.
Old man. I was getting out of the bed.
My bones are sore.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's good and bad things in everything in life. And listen, I was going to say, and we're going to tell you what's good, but that's a real, real influencer thing to say.
I'm real.
But yes, that is our hot take this week. If you want us to discuss something and give our hot take on something that annoys you or that you feel super passionate about, slide into the DMs, let us know. And also, make sure that you are subscribed to the Glow Home wherever you listen to your podcast.
And give us a rating. Because we're fabulous.
5-star only. 5-star only. Don't troll us. We will troll you if you give us less than 5 stars.
No, we
just
won't.
So you know.
Stop it. Okay, shut up.
I will. I will find you. I will. What is that thing?
Liam Neeson.
I will find you. I will kill you. Kill you.
I think he says it better.
He's much better.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is the nerdy thing. Anyway, bye.
Bye.